teaching the word of God. Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision. Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not keep silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city. And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. Acts 18:9-11. Paul has had a roller coaster experience. He was certain he was serving God by having Christians tortured and imprisoned for their faith in Jesus. Then Paul sees a great light and hears Jesus on the road to Damascus. The experience changes Paul forever. He is now a believer in Christ Jesus too and begins serving him. For his faith and service, Paul is in the midst of conflict with others, is flogged, imprisoned, and his trials will continue. Then the Lord speaks to Paul in the night by a vision. Have we ever been spoken to by the Lord in the night of our soul? Have we felt exhausted and discouraged and in fear and heard the still small voice of God in our hearts? Paul is told not to be afraid, but to speak to others of Jesus and not to keep silent. The Lord tells Paul that he is with him and no one will attack him or hurt him. He comforts Paul with the reminder that Jesus has many people of faith in the city. These words are all an encouragement to Paul. The Lord's words are such an encouragement that Paul remains there for a full year and a half teaching the word of God among all the people. Sometimes we too feel discouraged. We need to listen to the encouragement that God gives us in the Bible and in our two-way conversations with the Lord in prayer. We are to speak, but also to listen to God's voice. It is God who has the answers to our questions, our fears, and our weariness. He is the voice of love and consolation that gives us hope in the darkness. Paul listened and continued to serve God. 2,000 years later, the Christian world remembers Paul as a huge asset to the sharing of the gospel of Jesus. Share Jesus. Continue on. Listen to the voice of God. Take joy in the fact that there are many other believers in Christ in this world. In the midst of conflict, be faithful to share Jesus, teach his word, and allow Jesus' love to flow through you to others in his name. Sometimes we need to go where he tells us to go, even when it is many miles away. Sometimes we need to simply continue teaching the gospel message to those around us. We need, above all, to share Jesus always right where we are.